This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. We're back, we're here, and we're so glad that you've joined us today.
Thank you, Kathy. Yes, we are. And if you haven't listened to our episode from Wednesday, check it out. We had our really dear friend Nancy from The Golden Bachelor. She was awesome.
Nancy is always awesome. She is just the kindest, sweetest
so pretty.
Person and so pretty.
Yes.
And
she's young. And she's really young yet.
Don't rub it in, Susan.
I'm telling you.
Don't rub it in. She is, you know, we talked to her a lot.
I love how she opened up and shared with us about diabetes, yeah. The one tooth, the thing that she's getting her implant. That was so funny.
But here's the thing about Nancy, and she said it. She wears hearing aids. She talked about that on the show.
Mm-hmm. She has ear candy.
Yeah. She has diabetes. She has a tooth that needs to be, but you know what? None of it gets her down.
No,
she's still looking for love. She's still so positive. She doesn't look for reasons not to engage in life. Yeah. She's always looking to engage, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. And she's fun. She's fun to be with. On vacation, we were a blast, the three of us. Somebody out there is going to sweep her up. You just wait.
Can we just go back? We didn't talk about it on the podcast with her.
What?
Do you remember when we were leaving St. Martin?
Oh, my God, the
in
rain?
The flood?
Wait, she was in the back of the car. The poor girl couldn't get a word in edgewise. And people wrote that in, too. Nancy, you got to speak up.
We were driving. It was pouring rain. And
flights were being canceled.
And Nancy is just freaking out, thinking, I was laughing because my flight back to Austin was fine, no problem, not delayed. Susan's got phone in each hand because she used to be a flight attendant.
Right, so to me, it was no big deal. There'll be another one.
Yeah, she's booking her
Nancy's
flight.
Nancy's like,
I can't get home. I'm going to be stuck here by myself. It was funny. It really was funny.
Oh my gosh. So today we're answering questions from fans who have written in asking for advice. And like always, we do have some good ones. And don't forget, if you have a question for Kathy and I, reach out. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour. You know, it was really interesting, Nancy sharing with us after Daisy sharing about
her cochlear implant. Yeah.
Nancy all of a sudden shared about what's going on with her.
And so what I find really interesting in that is she wasn't really comfortable. We knew because we shared a room with her at the mansion, but she wasn't really comfortable sharing with people about having diabetes. And now she's very comfortable, attributed it to Daisy. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Susan? I think the reason she didn't want to share it before was she thought that
people would judge her.
Or think there's something wrong with her, or she's not worthy of dating, or she'd be too much trouble to date.
And she is that. That's crazy because so many people have that issue.
And she said,
it's okay.
It's okay. And she said that, you know, she told us she dated a guy who broke up with her.
But the interesting point here is she gave credit to Daisy speaking out. That's what gave her the courage to speak out.
And you know what that tells me?
All of us speaking out makes it okay.
And also, us old dogs can learn from young puppies.
Yeah, we always learn. I learn every single day I'm alive.
All right, well, today, we're moving on, and we're going to be answering questions from fans who have written in asking for advice. And like always, we have got some really good ones today. Don't forget, if you have a question for Susan and me, please reach out. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour.
Yes, please don't forget to do that. But first, let's get started with today's question of the day.
Okay. I think we should have some fun with this one today, okay, Susan. We've talked a lot about meeting men on dating apps. So here's the question. If we could give a man three things they should absolutely not do so that they could have a first date.
Oh, I hope there's men paying attention out there. I know the number one thing.
Go.
Well, two.
Give us one.
First, current pictures, and don't take them in the bathroom.
That's two. That's two.
Okay. I got more than three.
Exactly. I'm just okay. I've got a couple here, too. I like that. Mine is, if you're bald, celebrate it, enjoy it. Don't wear a baseball cap. And then make it worse by turning around backwards. Do not, under any circumstances, hold up dead fish and a can of beer.
Oh, God. I know one like that. But going back to if you're being bald, as long as they're showing more than one picture, because a lot of bald men don't want the sun on their head, and they do wear caps a lot. So if they're showing a picture of them doing an activity or what have you, they're going to have that on.
Right.
As long as there is other pictures showing who you really are.
I got it. Okay, guys, listen up. A lot of us like bald men, so don't hide it. Mm-mm. I don't know about you, but I think when a guy holds up a dead fish, it's always a big, long fish. Are you trying to advertise something?
That takes skill to catch those things. Oh, it does.
No, I know it does, but I think they're advertising something else when they're holding up that. And guys, it's not attractive. Don't do it. Selfies in the bathroom. I mean, with
that's just a no-no.
It's gross. They're shape. It's just, it's wrong.
And at 50 plus years of age, if you're still living in your mom's basement, that's not a good thing to start with.
Okay. And the other one, I'm not sure you're going to agree with me on this one, Susan. We said top three. It should have been the top 30. Please put a shirt on when you take a picture. Please.
No towels. I mean, the low towels. Oh. All right, let's do the opposite this time.
Okay.
Okay, what could we help them with their profile?
Talk about the things you love to do and what you're looking for in a partner.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, there's lots more, but what do you think?
I agree with that. And just be honest. Be honest.
Don't lie about your age.
Yes.
So be honest.
Although, no, I've been known because after 60, I'm going to admit it, after 60 years old, I was 61, and all of a sudden the people they would send you on the site that matched with you were like, oh, I'm young at heart, and I know a lot of people are. However, when I go to meet somebody, it's the very first thing out of my mouth. And it was only 3 years, but, you know, now I don't go on dating sites because I'm 67. Oh, my God.
So my kids, this is true. Sorry, kids, if you're listening. My kids told me to lie about my age.
Everybody
My
does.
Daughter, Caitlin, said, Mom, you're so fun-loving.
You
look young.
70.
You act young. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
And we're telling them not to.
Don't lie because you're starting a relationship out with a lie. If you lie about that, what else?
I mean, if it's a couple years and you go to meet them, tell the truth right then.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, everyone, if you're listening, I'm 60 years old.
That's too big of a lie.
Oh, now we're deciding what's too big of a lie.
Just have current pictures, full body pictures. People, like I've heard a lot of stories, men and women both, that they go and they've chatted with somebody for a few days or weeks online, and then they talked on the phone and they go to meet and the person shows up and they look nothing like they did in their headshots.
That's right.
You know, be real. Be real.
Can I just say something that, guys, on a first date, do what Joey did on The Bachelor. Listen. Mm. Listen. Show some interest. We don't need to hear everything that happened in your life from the cradle. Ask us
sometimes
some questions.
Sometimes that's nerves. I get that. But always ask about the person sitting next to you. Don't just keep going on and on about your life and what you do and so on.
Have you been on a date?
Kathy, for either one of us after being on the show, of course we're going to have more to say because of our experience and they're going to ask questions about it. But don't forget to stop, pause, and say, what about you? Talk to me about who you are. Yeah.
I'm stuck for what you just said 30 seconds ago.
What?
We only have a lot to say since being on the show.
We always have a lot to say.
You got to be kidding me.
But I learned how to listen.
That's true. And listening is so important. All right, let's move on. We've got some great questions today. The first one comes from Carissa from Arizona. And she says, Susan and Kathy, my best friend and I are both in committed relationships and still enjoy the frequent girls' night out.
As you should.
We love to get all dressed up together, take cute pics, drink cocktails, and go dancing. Recently, I've noticed that she's been wearing a different style of clothes. She's more covered up and wears less makeup. When I asked her about it, she said that her man told her that she shouldn't get all dressed up for anyone but him. It makes me sad. She hasn't been acting like her normal bubbly self since she started dressing differently. Should I try to encourage her to wear whatever she wants, or will I just get myself in between a relationship that I have no place in?
Well, I could be off here, but the first thing that comes to mind is that man seems very controlling.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And maybe he's got the fear in her that she's doing exactly what he says. On the other hand, was she dressing too sexy or too...
What's too sexy, Susan?
I don't know, but when you're in a relationship... Yeah,
oh, so
no,
you're going to agree with the guy.
I just can't. She needs to be who she is.
Exactly.
And no man, and I repeat, no man will ever tell you how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, or how to be. You are who you are, and he should love you for that.
And Carissa, if you're a good friend, you need to explain that to her and tell her and stand by her, because they're not even married. A committed relationship, and he's controlling her now? Mm-hmm. What's that going to look like?
Notice that she said she doesn't seem herself. That could be an abusive thing. I would dig a little if you really care about her. I would dig in and see what's making her tick. What's doing this?
I hate to say it, Susan, but it also could be a confidence issue. How many people have we spoken to, young women, who just say they don't have the confidence?
But she was wearing cool clothes, and now all of a sudden he says something and she's not.
Right, because so maybe she's not confident in their relationship.
He's telling her bad things, like you don't look good in that, or... Once again, abusive relationship. Yeah. I would check into it. I would definitely, Carissa.
You're a nice friend, Carissa.
Yes, you are definitely
a good friend. And you know what? If you're worried about getting in the relationship in between them, don't, because sometimes it's hard to hear things. But believe me, if you're seeing it, she's thinking it.
And if you're a really, really true friend, and she knows that, and she's your friend, she'll understand.
Yeah.
Just be kind and gentle about it, but definitely ask.
Delivery. It comes down to delivery again.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, question number 2. Joan from Nevada sent us this. Hi, ladies. I love your podcast so far. Thank you. And look forward to listening to it every week. So thank you for being you. I am a 65-year-old woman. I have been divorced for about 10 years. I recently started dating a man I met at the gym. He's handsome and kind and really swept me off my feet. We have been seeing each other for about 2 months. Last week at dinner,
ooh.
I'm a little bit jealous right now. Okay, he mentioned the fact, oh God, that he is still married. He has always referred to his wife as his ex, but he explained to me that they never legally divorced. I'm truthfully not sure how I feel about this. I would never knowingly date a married man. However, I also don't want to stop seeing him at this point. Do you have any advice? Well, yes, I do. Because some people don't do the final thing, divorce, at first. It takes sometimes years. As long as you don't think he's cheating and they're not actively married in the same household. But I've known people that have gone years and not finished the paperwork, if you will. So...
okay. I'm going to be a little bit tougher on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You are dating a married man. I don't care if it's legal. It's not his ex-wife. It's his wife. Mm. It's his wife. Now, he may not love her. There may not be any intimacy in their relationship. All of that may be true. But
and he's out on his own, living his own life, but she doesn't really say
she doesn't say. I'm assuming they mm-hmm. live separately, but I think she has to think about what does she want, because if she's in love with him and wants to marry him at some point, she's 65, she's been divorced 10 years. If she's looking for a permanent relationship, it's not happening unless she's a bigamist.
My only concern is, you've been seeing him for 2 months. That's something I would have announced on the first meet. Just know I am not legally divorced. We have separate lives.
Okay, I'm gonna come clean here.
Honesty, I think, is the best.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The only guy I dated seriously since my husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I dated him for about 10 months. He was legally married. Mm-hmm. He was getting divorced. Mm-hmm. They were living in separate homes. Mm-hmm. They were separated. They clearly were not getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's my story. For a long time, yeah. I dated men, and I wasn't legally divorced.
But here's the difference. She said, you know, I don't know how I feel about this. I would never knowingly date a married man. Mm-hmm. I knew the guy I was dating was married, but he was going through the process mm-hmm. of a divorce. That's the difference here. He's not going through it.
How do you know he's not going through it?
He says they never legally divorced. So they're not going through a divorce. They've never legally divorced. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And if her expectation is a marriage or moving in together or any of those things, mm-hmm. that's not going to feel really comfortable when they're legal. You know, let me say this to you, darling. You are not going to be filing a joint tax return with that guy.
Not that you want to anyhow. I think, honestly, it's up to you. It's how you feel about it. If he's being honest and sincere and say I won't call her ex, his wife on paper has moved on and she might be in a relationship, it could come down to financial reasons. So look into it. Don't jump.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with question number three. Martin wrote, "Hi, Kathy and Susan. I really love your podcast." Thank you, Martin.
I love that everybody likes it.
Thank you, Martin. "I'm a 74-year-old man living in New Jersey."
My neighbor.
"My wife..." Hey, you might be single.
Yeah.
My wife of more than 50 years passed away about 4 months ago after a long battle with breast cancer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. She was the only woman I had ever been with. Recently, I met a woman at a nearby coffee shop, and I would really like to ask her out. I have 3 adult children, and at dinner one night, I broached the subject with my 2 daughters. They were incredibly upset that I would even consider dating this soon after their mom passed. I don't want them to feel that way, but I also want to live my life. Who knows how many good years I have left? How would you handle this situation with your children?" Well, I can jump right in because I've had this situation.
Well, it's only been 4 months.
So first of all, yeah, Martin, condolences on losing your wife.
Absolutely.
That's tough. I would say that she's only been gone 4 months and there's nothing wrong in dating her. I'm not sure I would have broached it to my kids this early.
Mm-hmm.
I might have just gone out with her for a little bit. And then I honestly do think, because I've lived this,
mm-hmm.
after, if you really are interested in her, you know, down the road, let's call it 6-8 months, and you really want her to be a part of your life, then it's time to talk to your children. When you say, how many good years do you have left? Don't rush into something.
Well, you never know how long you have left. And I do agree with the 4 months is a little soon, especially to tell your kids. I would keep it between you and that person for quite some time until they're ready. They might never be ready. And you're not replacing their mom. You're just having your significant other, your person, to share the latter years of life with. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't. I just don't know that I would celebrate it to my children
that
just
early.
Yet.
Yeah, I will say, Martin, you do deserve, we all deserve love. We all deserve happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you the best with this woman. We both do. But I think you just got to slow your roll a little bit. You're 74. You know,
not slow your roll. I still think he could meet her and be with her. Just slow how you tell your children, right?
Right.
Do you agree with
that?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think if you're in good health, you know, don't be rushing into anything. Just take your time. I guess that's what I'm saying. Take mm-hmm. your time and wait for the right one. If this is the right one, great. But your kids, it's going to take some getting used to.
He just wants to ask her out. I don't think he's been seeing her yet. Read that. I would really like to ask her out. So he asked the kids.
Oh, you're right.
If it was okay to ask. Oh, God.
Martin,
bless
I'm going to tell
you
something.
You're a good man.
You're a good
ask
man.
Ask her out.
Ask her out, Martin. You do not need to ask your children's permission to do anything. You are a grown-ass man.
Enjoy it. And I hope she's a good lady.
And we wish you the best.
Yes. And if anybody has questions for us, we want to hear them. Please go to BachelorNation.com/GoldenHour. You may even be featured on our podcast. Okay. So, Kathy.
Oh, no.
Millie asks about the Bachelor Golden Hour. Is it a red flag when a man is emotionally unavailable in a relationship? And what have you done in relationships where you feel like you are more in touch with your emotions than your partner? And lastly, how do you support those who can't express themselves as well?
Ooh, that's a lot.
To me, it is a red flag. I mean, you can't change a person. You can't. Some people are not in touch with their emotions like others are. If they're emotionally unavailable, then I don't believe they're ready for a relationship.
You know, they talk about an EQ, an emotional quotient. If this guy doesn't have the ability to be vulnerable with his emotions, and that's something really important to you, mm-hmm. I would say it's more than a red flag. It's a done deal.
Yeah, I'm very in touch with my emotions, and men don't express it as much as women, I'd say. But bottom line is, if he's not able or unavailable,
I think it's something they could talk about, right?
Yeah, but it is a red flag. That was her question, and yes, I agree, it's a red flag.
I would call it a waving red flag.
It's jumping up and down.
This person also, Millie also asks, how do you support those who can't express themselves as well? I think you'd be their friend.
And share with them, like, there's nothing wrong with expressing some feeling. Like, do you feel a certain way about things? Maybe they don't even understand. They could have had a life that their family didn't show feelings, you know?
I think what you said at the top was exactly it. You know, you can only do yourself. You can only worry about yourself. You can change yourself. You can't change
can't
other
change
people. You
else.
Can support them by being their friend and listening, but Millie, you are not going to change someone who is emotionally unavailable into a person who is emotionally available. Okay.
Can I squeeze one more in before your last one?
Sure.
If there's one thing you could change about your Golden Bachelor experience in the mansion, what would you have changed or done differently, Kath?
Nothing.
I would have changed some of the lighting in the bathroom or no.
Well,
that's not what they're asking.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I mean, as we've talked about, I got a lot of press from saying, zip it. But, you know, Teresa and I are friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I am
I
who I am.
Change anything.
Yeah,
either.
You and I are who we are. Yeah. And that's why we had such a good time.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jason asks, this is going to be a tough one. Jason asks, hello, Kathy and Susan. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I am curious about your thoughts on polyamory.
Polyamory. Oh, boy.
My wife and I opened our relationship a few years ago, and it's been working really well for us. But we are afraid to tell our parents due to fear of judgment.
I would too.
I would love your perspective on it all because you are from our parents' generation. Would you be supportive if your kid was in a happy and healthy open relationship? Thank you for your insight.
Some things are left to be private. I don't want to judge you, but no, I would not tell your parents. Like, they're not going to get it.
You know, I don't know how I feel about that. I think that if your parents, I have a son who's gay and I love him. I don't judge him. I think if your parents are going to judge you, it's only maybe because polyamory is not as accepted a detail. So if you're in a polyamorous relationship and it's working for you, I don't think it's as mainstream as the LGBTQ community or heterosexual community. Mm-hmm. But I think that people who judge those kinds of relationships, they need to step back. I think you're right. Maybe keeping it to yourself or
you
your parents.
You should be afraid to tell your parents.
You yes. should be?
Yes. Don't tell them.
Well, no. wait a second. Let's play this one out.
Okay.
I've got a kid. He's in a polyamorous relationship. I don't, but let's say he does.
Yes.
Okay, or she. And they bring home, let's say, you know, my
Love
son.
A couple.
No, brings home, you know, Joe 1 week and Sam the next week. What do I think? What am I going to think? She's a prostitute? I mean, let's just say it for what it is.
I'm taking it at these people.
This is my boyfriend
adults.
Of the week.
Right? He's married. They have their own life. They want to share this. They're asking our advice because they're old school like us.
I'm sorry. It doesn't say they're married.
It's been working really. My wife and I opened our relationship a few years ago.
All right. So I can't read. Give me a break. Okay. You know what? That I even think more strongly. If you're,
you want to tell your mom and dad, it's like telling our Mimi or our Pop-Pop or no.
Yeah. You know what?
Keep it at home, honey. Enjoy your life. I'm not judging you, but don't tell.
So, okay, Susan, we're going to play this again.
Okay.
Now we know it's his wife.
Yes.
Okay. They're coming to see Auntie Mimi, whatever you go by. And we're going to have a spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Bring your wife.
He brings the wife, Julie, with him. The next week, he wants to bring Susie.
No, he's married. He brings Julie every time.
You know what? You're not going to see your kid ever again.
Why?
Because he can't keep it straight when he's with Julie and when he's with the other one.
Look what he's asking. We are afraid to tell our parents due to the fear of judgment. They want our perspective. I'm pretty open-minded. However, I want just you and your wife. I don't want to know about the other people. That's all. He asked, I told.
Okay, so you the one who always says you don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Oh, you're not judging?
No, Kathy, hear my words.
Don't tell me.
You're judging
to be bad.
He's asking my opinion of if he should tell his parents, but he's afraid they're going to judge him. I'm not judging him. Knock yourself out, whatever.
Then why can't he tell his parents?
He's asking what, look, Read the question again. I am afraid to tell our parents due to fear of judgment.
And if you don't believe that they would be judged by the parents, you would
I do believe they'd be judged by their parents. And they're not going to get it.
And you just said you wouldn't let them come for dinner. You're judging. Admit it.
No.
Would you let your son come with his wife one week and his girlfriend the next?
No.
Then you're judging. Okay.
That's not judging. I'm not condemning what they're doing. Hear me, Kat. Pay attention. Hear me. You do what you do. I'll honor it. I'm not judging you. Have a ball. But when it comes to your elderly parents, they don't get this. And I just think some things are better left unsaid.
Okay. They don't have to say it. Just show up with her.
Oh, all of a sudden, Kathy's cool, too cool for school.
I'm just saying, he said, yeah, that's he said, we're of their generation. I would not want my child to keep something like that from me.
So everybody, if you have a question for us, we do want to hear it. Even if we disagree, we agree to disagree. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour. You may even be featured on our podcast.
Okay, Susan, you know how we love to play games.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do one today. It's the game that we call Moral Quandary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of us will read a quandary, and then we each have to try to guess what the other would do in the situation. You ready?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Susan.
Yes.
You are flying from New York to L.A., and you have an aisle seat. A mother and her young child are sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. You can tell the mom is struggling with the fussy toddler, and the woman remarks that her husband is sitting a few rows back in a middle seat. Susan's going to be tossing the kid over, but okay.
I'm not taking a middle
seat. Do you
seat.
Give up your aisle so the family can sit together?
No, but I'll have the kid on my lap. I'm like a kid magnet. I'll make him happy and stop crying. I'll give him things. I'll help with the kid.
That's not what she's asking. Would you give up your seat? Yes, see? No. Selfish. That's it. Selfish.
It's not selfish. I don't do middle seats. I had to do one not too long ago for 5.5 hours. I was not happy.
Can I just tell you? Let's be clear. Yes. You don't do aisle seats. You do window so you can put your head against something
and
sleep.
I'll do an aisle too. But So, yeah, I mean, if it was really, really bad and the father was the only one that could do it, okay, maybe. But normally, no, I would just try to give the mom a hand. But let me guess, Kath. You're going to give up the seat, aren't you, and go sit in the middle of two people for 6 hours.
Nope.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
She is just like me.
I got to tell you, I was on a flight recently to L.A.
Yeah.
2 rows back. It's almost, I think I wrote this question. there was a mother with her husband sitting a row ahead.
Uh-huh.
And the kid was screaming. You know,
pass the kid to the husband, I say.
No, he was sitting with the older child. She had the younger one. The flight attendant kept coming by and saying, can I get you anything? I said, yeah, a muzzle.
But why not give the child to the father halfway through?
Like, I don't
give
know.
Give me a break. Why do mothers always have to do it?
I don't know, but I'm not giving up my seat.
You know what? I do feel sorry for them. I mean, obviously they have to get somewhere and you have to take kids. And whether the child's not feeling good or just a fuss bucket.
Great. Susan? You know, Susan?
I'd do anything to appear. Can
Great.
I tell
you'll
you a
do
funny
anything?
Story?
Wait, you'll do anything? Give up your seat.
Okay, Kathy. The cashier at Nordstrom's is talking on her phone and made you wait about 5 minutes before ringing you up. When she finally does, you realize she doesn't charge you for one of the sweaters you're buying. Do you tell her? I don't think you'd get as far as letting her ring you up without a comment. Who are you talking to? Really? You're making me wait? I don't think so, lady.
Okay, but do you think I would tell her she didn't ring up one of the sweaters?
Yeah, I do.
Without a doubt. That's actually happened to me.
Yeah, because they're going to be responsible for it. That's just like stealing, straight up stealing.
That's exactly what it's in. I literally went back to the grocery store once when they didn't charge me for a gallon of milk.
How did you even know?
Because I looked at my receipt when I went home.
Did you ever leave and underneath the cart I had like a case of water or something?
I always go back. I got enough things that have a guilty conscience.
I don't want any guilt.
What about you? All right, I'm going to guess you.
So I would have either walked away within those 5 minutes that I was waiting or I call me rude, but I would have been nice about it. Excuse me.
But you wouldn't steal
if
a sweater.
If that's not your boss on the phone, then you should be waiting on me. I have issues about today's people, the younger generation. They're almost rude. A lot of people, when they're working for, you know, I'm sure pennies for the hour.
Are you generalizing that all the younger generations
are? No, not all. No, absolutely not. Don't put words in my mouth. That's not good. But if somebody's standing there waiting and you're having a personal phone call for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a lifetime when you're standing there idle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something.
I'm probably going to say something, but I'm not stealing a sweater.
No, I wouldn't steal a sweater. Excuse me, babe. Not only are you rude and made me wait 5 minutes, now you're not even ringing it up correct. Do I get this on the house? I would make sure they knew they gave it to me.
You're too funny. All right. Here's the next one. You're at a party and a couple hands you their iPhone to show you pictures of their new house. You scroll too far and see naked pictures of them. Do you say anything?
Hell yeah. I'd be like, yeah, check it out. Don't you look good?
What do you think I would do?
Swipe.
You think I would just keep swiping?
No, you'd say something, wouldn't you?
You're damn right I would.
I'd be like, look at you
I'd probably hold it up to the party. Look what I found.
No. Kill you if you ever did that to me.
Then don't put those kind of pictures on your phone. It's
really,
all fair
game. Whose phone are you going to put them on? Really? A couple has their own?
Do the old-fashioned thing. Get a photo album.
Oh, for God's sake, God. Come up with the time. It's called Photo Vault. This way somebody can't accidentally see those things.
You know what I would say?
How embarrassing though, right?
It would be, you know, I would say like,
what really? If it was your kids look like, Mom?
Oh, if it were my kids, I'd drop the phone and run. All right.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Let's see.
So I think actually this does it again. These episodes seem to go so fast. I have such a good time sharing with y'all. And that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us today on Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour.
We love this. You're absolutely right. This is fun for us. We love hearing from you guys. And we really want you to follow us on our Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Hour because new episodes come out every week.
Make sure to submit your questions to us because as you see, we read them all. And I can't wait till a voice one comes so that we can air it and have you on our podcast. Go to bachelornation.com/golden hour to send them in. Plus, don't forget, if you do have that friend that is looking for somebody, send them our way and we'll check them out.
And listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. But first, send those guys our way.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.